Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming to you from the Bob Varley studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by co-owner of Moving to Orlando and realtor, Sean Falk.
Hey, everyone.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, hoy.
And just before we get started with today's show, just a reminder, if you're interested in moving to the Central Florida area, please reach out to us. You can head to our website, movingtoorlando.com, fill out the contact form, and one of our realtors will get back to you. Or you can give us a call, toll-free in the U.S., 855-650-MOVE. That's 855-650-6683. And this week, we are going to talk about five things Northerners should not bring to Orlando. And it's actually probably going to be more than five things. This is based on an article our contributor Amy Krieger wrote on our website. Why are you laughing?
You said in a different episode that she was the only contributor.
She is the only contributor.
Starting to truly figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. She really is. She wrote some great articles. Oh, she always does. But yeah, this past month, they were ones I thought would make good shows. And so, yeah, I'm leaning heavily on Amy for this round of shows. But she and her husband just moved here from West Virginia, which isn't really the North, but they get snow.
They're in like
they
Pittsburgh.
Technically lived like just an hour west of Pittsburgh, kind of. So it's north.
It's northish.
It's not really West Virginia. It's not really Ohio. It's not really Pennsylvania. But
look, and I'm from New Jersey, which, you know, is considered the North, but not as north as Maine, Vermont, upstate New York, places like that, that had far worse winters than we had in New Jersey. Plus, I lived right on the ocean, so we didn't get quite as much snow as other places in even New Jersey got. But still, I know what winter is. Sean, on the other hand, does not.
No. I've seen snow a handful of times in my life. I think it's pretty. I wouldn't live in it, but like that's kind of that. So
try driving in it.
Yeah, I did that one time on a mountain in Colorado, and it was a big mistake. So I thought, no, it should be fine, and it was not fine. But I have never lived in the North, so I am mostly just here to talk about when my clients who are from the North move down, the types of things that they have expectations for that just like do not compute in my brain because that just doesn't exist.
And of course, Craig moved here from Pittsburgh.
Yep. So that was a long time ago, but
you still remember it.
Oh, yeah. No. I still remember it. And my parents transplanted down here too. And my sister transplanted down here. So at this point, like,
But your parents are down here now?
Yeah.
Since when?
Oh, it's been a while now. Yeah.
How did I not know this?
I don't talk about my family ever, really. So.
Wow. Yeah. You are more damaged than I thought. I love your parents.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, you see, they don't want to see me.
Oh, no. They came and visited you during the Diz family reunion.
We'll have a talk later, you and I. All right. So there are a number of things. I mean, there's definitely when you're from the North and you move down here, it's definitely culture shock. Just the entire way of life here is very different than it is coming from, you know, I'll speak from my experience coming from New Jersey. One of the first experiences I had here, I forgot which road I was driving down, but this is in the days before E-Pass. And I went through a toll booth and I gave the woman my money and she handed me back my change and she smiled and she said, "Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day." And I'm saying to myself, where I just came from, they throw the change back at you and tell you to F off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is things like that, just the general attitude of people. which still has not gotten to me yet. But
I remember I went on a road trip once for like 3 months. I wanted to see like every state. And so I just took off work, went for several months, and literally drove the whole country. And I got to whatever, maybe it's 95, and it cuts through Delaware. So like I passed through Maryland, whatever, and it was like, oh, you're approaching Delaware. And I got up to it, and that was the first toll booth that I'd come across that I had to pay. And I pulled up, and it had like the sign that was like, welcome to Delaware. The second I went through that sign, it was like, I pulled up, and this woman's like, $4. That's all she said was $4. And I'm like digging through my stuff. And then she literally just started like snapping, like for me to hurry up and get my stuff. And I was like, I don't know where you think you have to be, but like I'm still looking for my money and stuff. So I finally gave it to her and I was like, oh, here you go. Have a nice day. And she literally just looked at, like, side-eyed me and just, like, went back to whatever she was doing. And I was like, well, I drove through and I was like, so guess that's Delaware. So I was like, I didn't want to be here any more than you.
Oh, that's
so,
the like, Northeast.
I just had to drive through this road. Like, I don't want to be here. So
at least on my side of Pennsylvania, things were a lot more polite. They did not treat us that way when we'd go through toll booths or anything. So I don't have that experience. And I've been to New Jersey a couple times recently. I think they've gotten a lot nicer over the years. So that's what was in the way was you. I like both states. I will say one of the weird things for me, I think it's kind of similar to the area you grew up in, Pete, because I've been there a couple times. And I down in Florida, like everything now is like it's 30 minutes away from everything that you could possibly want around. And it could be longer, but like roughly 30 minutes. And back at home, it was like, it was the opposite. It was like 10 minutes for everything. It just felt like everything in the North was kind of placed closer together. Because I remember when we used to take like trips to Pittsburgh from where I grew up. And it's like, okay, buckle up. We're doing a 40-minute car ride today. And that was like, it was a once every very often, not very often, because it was such a long 40-minute drive.
It's one of the things to keep in mind. The density of the population in the Northeast is... It's the most densely populated area, I believe, in the United States. Or at least it was at one point.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, and this is all by way of saying one of the things not to bring with you from the North are your expectations. And because it's very, very different. And some of it, no podcast, no YouTube show is going to be able to really convey. To you. I've been living here, how many years now? Coming up on 24 years that I've been living in Orlando. And I've been back in Jersey a handful of times. And I love Jersey. I just live in a nicer place now. Don't really feel the need to go up there that much. But one of the other things that one of the first things that Amy puts in this article, don't bring heavy clothing or bedding. And generally speaking, I agree with that. Generally speaking, you're not going to have 10 degree days here. You know, for us, once you get acclimated, if it hits 50, we're putting coats on. We're putting coats and long pants and we're bundling up. That's a cold day for us. Whereas in New Jersey, you know, oh, look, honey, it's spring. It's 10 degrees outside.
I think a lot of it comes down to with like layering. You know, up north, you have a really, you have a bigger, one size bigger jacket than you need to because you know, okay, I need this jacket to fit over a sweatshirt. And under my sweatshirt, I'm going to have a long sleeve shirt or something flannel if it's really, really cold. And that kind of goes out of the question. I forgot what I was trying to say in that entire sentence. I got it. You just don't need it like that. You'll find a coat or a sweatshirt that fits you a lot better that's, you know, maybe not as heavy and in between. That's better for Florida. But you don't want to get rid of it completely because, like, I know I purged a lot of my warmer clothes. And then, like, we went on a trip. You know, every time I went up north, my parents still had my heavy clothes that I could always use. But, like, when we went to Italy a couple years ago and... it's like, oh, it's Italy. It's going to be perfect weather. It's going to be warm. It's just going to be like everything you see in the movies. And it didn't get out of the 50s the entire time we were there. And I had a windbreaker. And that was like the most I could bring with me. So it's don't get rid of everything, but, you know, make it, at least pack it up in a bag, because you never know when you're going to return up north or go somewhere else that's chilly.
I mean, a good example of this, I mean, today we're in the middle of January when we're filming this. I just looked Deptford, New Jersey today, like some of my friends live there. It's 31 degrees right now. And then here it's 80. So it's, there's a 50 degree difference. So.
Now with the bedding, it depends. It depends on how you like to sleep. I have to have my bedroom at like 68 when I go to bed at night. It's got to be dark. It's got to be cold. And I love to get under the covers. So if you like that, then bring your bedding. But if you're not, then yeah, leave it behind. Of course, anything that has to do with snow blowers, shovels, ice scrapers, anything at all for winter weather. Don't even bother packing it. You will never, ever, 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 ever need it. And if you do end up needing a shovel and a snow blower in Orlando, it's the apocalypse. Plain and simple. Has it ever snowed here? Do we know?
It has snowed in Orlando. I think it was in 2010 was the last time that it snowed, and it just snowed up recently in the Panhandle. But
see, I don't remember that, and I've been living here.
I don't think it got cold enough to stick was the thing. Like,
yeah, it was literally one day. So Rhino talks about it all the time. That's why I can always remember it, because it's like, I remember that day, the day that it snowed in Orlando. And yeah, so it has at least once in our time of being here. But it was right before my time, but you would have been here.
I will say, total sidebar, just throw in there. I was actually at Disneyland in Anaheim once and it snowed. So yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy as that is.
I do want to say with the snow stuff, though, keep the ice scraper at least. So that's the one thing I would say, because if you are ever road tripping anywhere, as soon as you get up into that, you know, northern Georgia range, you might have nights where you get snow or a little ice. So it's always one of those nice things to have. But don't bring the snow blower down to Florida unless you're going to use it on sand. I don't know what you would ever use it for.
Really? The other one, I really like this one. This is important. Don't bring your junk, because we don't have basements here. And those of us from the Northeast, we're used to having a basement, which is where we store all our stuff. The basement has been replaced by your garage. And if you build your office out in your garage, then it's been replaced by every single closet in your house. And you warn people when they come in, do not open a closet door, because you take your life into your hands.
And then after that, it becomes the storage unit, and you just slowly progress to that.
Yeah, and now there's the pod that is out in my driveway right now as I load up Christmas, because I have no place to store my Christmas stuff. And that used to live in the basement back home. But now you say you've had some experiences with clients.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the observations they've made?
Most of it comes down to the home purchase process, or just things we have that they don't. And it's always news to me whenever I hear it, because I've only ever practiced real estate in Florida. So if people are like, you know, a good example is attorneys. We don't typically use attorneys for a closing. We don't typically use an attorney for a home purchase here. And so when people are like, okay, well, you know, should I get my attorney? I have somebody in Rhode Island now who's getting has their attorney. I have people in Connecticut, New York. They're like, I'll get you in touch with my attorney. And I'm like, I'm your attorney. Like I'm the one helping you here. Like title is helping you. Like you don't need an attorney. And so I think that throws people off sometimes, because they're like, well, how will I read the contract? Like, how will I know and all that stuff? And I'm like, I mean, you're going to have to read the contract. Like that's you. Like,
I mean,
you know,
can still use an attorney if you choose to.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you want to, you can. It's just not common at all. And there are real estate attorneys down here. You can definitely hire one. It's just not, I think I've had one or two people ever end up using one. Another one is people are always a little confused on when it comes time for inspection. I guess in a lot of places, in especially in Pennsylvania, there seems to be a lot of radon testing.
Yes.
We don't have that here. So people will say, oh, like, where's my radon stuff? Or like, do you have an addendum for like radon testing? Especially if you're using like a local credit union or your lender is based in the Northeast and like there's somebody, you know, they're looking for this paperwork, like, you know, how did this come back? And I'm like, we don't even do that here. So like we don't seem to have a radon problem, which seems to be a basement issue, yes, with people having basements. Yeah.
And, I mean, the same thing goes like with if you're coming from up north, like I know sometimes the instinct is if you have a really nice like a Nest carbon monoxide detector, mm-hmm, you don't really need that in Florida unless you're living on top of a garage, because there's barely, I mean, there are gas homes out there, but I've lived in like five different places in and around Central Florida, and I have not had gas at any of them yet. I think it's way more common to have electric, so you don't have to. But if you also have like a generator and you're one of those idiots who decides to run a generator inside after a hurricane, then maybe think about investing in that carbon monoxide detector.
Oh,
but
yeah,
otherwise you don't need one.
I will say that is a good one that like is so throwing for people, because I guess in the Midwest and the Northeast, people use natural gas as their heat source and also for cooking, and that is not a thing here. Like we use electric. My
more
house,
and more it's becoming a thing. You're seeing more and more houses with natural gas.
Well, my home that I my first house that I purchased here, it had natural gas, and I was very confused. I didn't understand, because I mostly lived in the South and we used electric, and I'd never used a gas stove before. So there was kind of a learning curve for me to figure out how to use it, how it worked, and how to cook properly with that heating material. Whereas that is like the number one thing when people come down, they're like, oh, I hate this electric stove. Would I be able to get a gas stove? And then I will just explain to you what you can do with the contractor to go through your concrete wall and go out through the stucco so that you can do that if you want to put a tank or something like that. It's not really worth it unless you're just somebody that really cooks a lot and just needs that. I mean, you can do it, maybe $2,000. I'd say you can get it done and get something in there. But
$2,000 maybe to have it installed, but then you have to change all your appliances.
Exactly. Yeah. To have
your water heater, your range, your oven.
Most people just want the range. Like that's usually what they're looking for with it. So that comes up a lot where people want that. And I mean, we have a filter where we can filter natural gas, but it's very few and far between. And I did have one buyer who moved from Chicago, and that was their requirement. They had to have natural gas. So it really limited what number of homes they could find, but we did eventually find them one, and they bought it, but they were like, that's our number one thing. We want natural gas, because that's it. We also don't tend to have a lot of formal dining rooms, and I guess those are bigger in the Northeast and in the Midwest than they are here. We just, they're not as used here, so we don't tend to have them anymore.
I will say one thing, speaking of gas, a different kind of gas, the kind that goes in your car. A lot of cars from the north will not have tinted windows unless that's something that you really wanted. Like all the cars I ever had up north never had any tint to them. And so then as soon as you come down to Florida in your car that has just all clear windows, you start to roast alive unless you are running that AC down. So it's not necessarily something you can bring, but consider when you are coming from the Northeast specifically, if you don't have tint on your windows, get down here and go to a good shop and have it done immediately, because it will make your life so much easier.
Oh yeah. And I don't know if this is still a thing in New Jersey, but when I lived there, it was illegal for you to pump your own gas.
Still is.
It's still a thing in New Jersey.
So if you're coming from a state like that,
learn.
You have to learn how to pump your own gas. I remember the first time I had to do that, I'm like, what the hell? But that's a big difference.
Well, and I will say that's a big difference. And the nice part of Pennsylvania is the the auto standards are a lot higher up there. So like you have to pass your inspection every year and they will make you change any little thing that's wrong with your car. You do not have to worry about inspections down in Florida. You can use duct tape to basically keep your car together.
And as you drive down I-4, you will look and say, oh, okay, I can see they clearly have no inspections
yeah.
here.
Oh, yeah.
But it saves your butt when you know there's something wrong with your car and you don't have the money to quite fix it at that time, or, you know, just you don't want to fix it because you know you're going to get a new car soon anyways. It's really nice for those circumstances.
Well, I remember when I lived in California, we had every year my family had to take our car to get it smog tested because if it was over a certain amount, I mean, you have to pay a fine because you're producing too much, like, you know, carbon footprint, whatever. That is not a thing here. And as they were saying, like, there's people I see all the time that have, like, a grocery bag as their window, or, like, saran wrap, or, like, for their windows, that kind of thing. Because if they don't have a window in the car, like, they need a window, I guess. So, and they'll just do that and have saran wrap.
Now, that's some of the things. There is other things we haven't gotten to that Amy has in the article. We'll have a link to that down below in the show notes. That'll give you a general idea of some things you should probably think about if you're coming to Florida, if you're moving to Florida from the north.
I do have one other thing because I feel like we're wrapping. Okay, the other thing that I would say is contracting seems to be a lot different here. Florida seems to move a lot faster with contracts because we don't have as much red tape here. Pretty much if you want to change things structurally on a home, you're generally allowed to do that. You may need the HOA's approval, but as far as the contract itself goes, a lot in the Northeast tend to be historic buildings. We don't really have any historic buildings here. So if you want to take a home from 1910 and gut it or tear it down and do whatever you want to do to it, you're pretty freely open to do that. And our contractors here seem to be a lot less expensive and they seem to work a lot faster. From what I've been told from people who've moved from the Northeast, especially, they're like, oh, it takes forever to get a quote. It takes forever to get them to do the work. Here, they're in, they're out. Like, it seems to be like half the time. So keep that in mind if you want to do refurbish a house.
And like I said, some other things in the article that you can go and check out over on movingtoorlando.com. Link for that down below in the show notes. And that will do it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the Moving to Orlando show. Have a great week, folks.